All right, so tonight I'm here to talk to you about being unique and God's love for us. So God loves you like a loving father. He's your creator and he made you in his image. God wants the best for you, but he knows that we do things wrong. He knows that we choose the wrong path and we go against society's expectations or what our family wants for us. He gets it. But God says that he has a plan for us. In Jeremiah, he says, "For I know that I have plans for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." However, like I just said, we choose the wrong path sometimes. We don't follow what God wants us to do because we're human. God gave us free will. He knows. He wants to make us unique. He wants us to do what we want. But sometimes we go wrong, and I mean really wrong. But he still loves us, and he still cares for us. He still wants a relationship with us. It's why we can pray to him. God's love stretches out for us further than you can imagine. He loves every hair on your head. He loves you despite the wrong in your life. He even sent his only son so that you could have a shot at eternal life in heaven. He literally sent his son down so that you could have a relationship with you. He died for you. Throughout the Bible, God chooses and calls upon the people we least expect. He picks the outcasts in society, and he picks the people who have sinned. He shows us that there's hope, that there's more to life than sin, and that there are people that, despite him going against everything that he ever wrote in the, said and wrote in the Bible, he still loved them, and he still loves us. God acknowledges that we sin. He gets it. Nobody's perfect. It's why we have prayers of forgiveness. In the Bible, it says, "Let him who is without sin be the first one to throw a stone at her." He says that we can't judge others for sins that they have committed because we ourselves have sinned. Only God can judge us, but like I said, God loves us. He loves you no matter what, no matter how low life gets, he will walk with you if you ask him. He is always going to be by your side. Things will never happen in life. No. Things will happen in life where you cry out saying, "Why me, God? Why me?" And it hurts. And I can't answer that for him, but what I can say is that he has a plan. He doesn't care about your past. He cares about your future with him. Those who choose to believe in him have given your lives to Christ through school or the higher tour or even church. You've chosen to step into the light with him. You've chosen to have a relationship with him. And that's pretty daunting. But like I said, God loves you. Not the person sat next to you. He loves you. He made you for who you are. He loves you for your looks, your personality, your race, your culture, your identity. You are made in his image and modeled on him. He made you unique. God made you imperfectly perfect. We all have things we don't like about ourselves, things that cause us anxiety, but God loves those things about you because they make you unique. Most of us in this room have either gone through puberty or are about to go through it, and I can tell you now, it's not the most fun in life. The worst thing about it is you change. You get new feelings and you look different and it feels weird. It's a tough time going through school when literally everyone is a hormonal teenager and it feels like hell. But no matter what's going on, God is there for you. He loves you. And most importantly, he cares about you when it feels like no one else does. You might be sat here today hating how you look or feel, but you are beautiful. God says that you are beautiful because you are unique. God doesn't set standards for us on how to look. He hasn't told you to grow a beard and wear sandals like Jesus. He's asked you to walk with him as a disciple. God doesn't want you to look like every other teenager. He doesn't want you wearing the most expensive brands, walking around like an advert for Adidas or Nike. He wants you to be bold and be true to yourself and to stand out. I know that's hard, and I know it's tough to pretend to like what your friends like because you just want to fit in. But God says that you don't have to fit in. You are welcome in the most beautiful place on earth if you believe in him, and that is heaven. God doesn't expect you to strive to fit in, nor does he expect you to pay money on materialistic items, because he gets it. The obsession that teenagers have on looks today with clothes and food is damaging. And I've said to some of you in this, and like I've said it to some of you in this room, you won't think you're beautiful. You won't love yourself and you won't see your true value, but trust me, you are unique and there is nothing wrong with that. God says that we should not change our appearance. We should not change our appearance for society when society itself is made up. People set rules and standards based on what they think is wrong or right. I'm not talking about the law, which is heavily based on the Bible. I'm talking about body image, the summer body which everyone wants. I'm talking about the clothing people expect you to wear. It isn't law and it doesn't have to be followed. The ideal body image for men and women has changed so much over time to the point it's now unrealistic. And you kids are experiencing it through social media, and it's tough. I can only really speak for the ideal body image of girls, and I can tell you it makes me feel sick how people expect us to look, and the people we aspire up to be like are fake. Most people that we want to look like have had some form of plastic surgery to enhance themselves to make them look better or to be more popular. But God doesn't want that. He made you for you. He doesn't want you to feel so low about yourself, because if someone who sacrificed their son for the sake of you, he must think you're worth saving. He must think you're beautiful, and he must love you. Imagine a world where we all wore school uniform. Everyone would look the same. We would all be carbon copies of each other, but we're not. None of you in this room look exactly the same unless you've got a twin. We are all different, and we should celebrate that. And not just wear the same things our friends do to fit in or to seem cool. God doesn't want that for you. Sadly, we live in a world where bullying exists, and it can lead to much bigger problems related to mental health. But that's not something God's love can't fix. God doesn't want you to change who you are just to fit him, to feel loved or to look better. He only wants you to do something that will make you feel more like you. Now, I'm not standing here saying you shouldn't ever wear branded clothes and you shouldn't ever get plastic surgery. I'm saying that you should only do those things to make you feel better about yourself or to feel more like you. Not to do it to please someone or to do it to fit in with our broken society. God made you unique. You should embrace that and not try to be like everyone else. You should stand out from the crowd and be proud to be you.